from piratepods.com.
And we're here with the material in Pacific Beach, California. How's it going, you guys?
Fantastic!
Woo!
Hey-o.
Yourselves, so right. Everyone knows who we're talking to.
Yes.
We're the material.
I'm Brian, I play the bass guitar.
I'm Roy, I play guitar.
I'm Colleen, I'm the singer of the material.
I'm John, I play drums.
I'm Noah, and I'm the best guitarist ever.
Why did you do that? You messed it up.
I'm sorry.
Liars.
Jerk.
I'm John, I play guitar, for reals.
And I'm Noah, and I'm the best drummer ever.
Wow.
It's better.
Don't be modest.
All right, so they're here in PB, and you guys are a San Diego band, right?
Yes.
So what's the farthest you've been from home and farthest you played from home?
Sacramento.
No, we played in New York this one
New
time.
York, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, driving there.
Yes.
No, we did play in New York.
We played in New York in December. Other than that, isn't Flagstaff farther?
No, I think Sacramento's farther.
About the same.
Sacramento's significantly farther.
Anyway, pretty far.
One time Roy played in Japan.
I did, but not in this band.
Yes.
But it was Japan. What's that?
Did you play with another band?
I don't know if you've ever heard of Chumbawamba.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's wait, for real?
No.
You
just could have said yes, and I would be like,
yes.
Wow.
And you'd be like, I love you.
No, move over.
Are you going to say what band it
was? I was in a band named Spoken. We just flew out there to play one show and got to spend a week in Japan. It was awesome.
It's cool.
And one time Colleen and I sang in Germany, if that counts. It was with the church, it doesn't count.
That counts, you still sang in Germany.
Yes.
Yeah. With a big group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't sing material songs.
We're going to take over the world, so we're going to be all over the map right now. Or very soon, at least.
Oh. Yeah. Watch out, Fiji. Oh.
So what's your first step in taking over the world?
Well, I think our first step is writing a new full-length record.
Yeah.
So
we've been watching a lot of Pinky and the Brain and just developing our plan. Never mind.
Oh, wow.
Developing our plan to take over the world. All
right, no, just...
We're taking humor classes as well.
Please.
And, currently C students.
No, but seriously, we're in the middle of writing a full-length record, and our plan is to get it recorded, get on tour, go across the country, and... when the right time comes, then we're going to become an international touring band. And then
Superstars.
Woo! That's the right term to use. And then everybody outside of the U.S. will know who we are.
Once you make it big in Europe, usually you can make it big here.
Yeah. Like...
Well, we got distribution in Japan earlier this year, so you can officially get the material in Japan now. We have lots of Japanese friends and fans now, so that's cool.
Konnichiwa.
That's the first step, I think.
No, that's really a word.
I know it does.
Okay, so no. Colleen, I want to know, what's it like being the only girl in a male-dominated band?
Mm. Well, if you can stand a sweaty, smelly car full of boys, then you're okay. But it's really not any different. I'm kind of like a tomboy because I'm just around them all the time now. So it's not really weird for me, except...
But it's not only a boy-dominated band.
They do smell. They smell pretty bad.
It's not only a boy-dominated band, but a boy-dominated industry.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how do you feel being sort
of... Are you the interviewer?
I'm asking questions. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, Noah. From piratepods.com or something. I really like being able to be the girl rocker in a male-dominated rocking world because it's fun, and people always look at you like, I don't know how many times I've been asked walking through the door as we're loading in, oh, are you the merch girl? Or, oh, you need to buy a ticket. And I'm like, no, I'm in the band. They're like, oh, really? And I'm like, yeah. Is that so weird? I guess it's really weird. So I really like it. It's kind of cool. It's different, so.
But it's awesome because it's after fun. We play our set, people are like totally stoked about how you sounded.
That's what I was getting too. Yeah. So it's kind of nice to see the guy look at me like, oh, that's just the merch girl. And then I get up there and I get to rock their socks off. And then later on, they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. And then I'm like, yeah. I don't know. It's fun.
Well, you guys are known to put on a pretty good stage show, too, and Colleen, like, jumping around and things like that, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had to cut back on pyrotechnics.
I jump sometimes.
The last time I burned all my hair off was the last time we had fireworks at our show. Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly why.
No, but we do like to...
Rock you out.
Yeah, and do our best to get the crowd involved and make it a rock show and not, like, an opera or something.
Well, sometimes people look at us and think, oh, there's a girl singer, so it's probably acoustic, or it's like really like mellow, and then we get up there and rock and then have them rock along with us, and it's really fun to get the crowd going and you know, make them think otherwise.
Why are you giggling?
I don't know. I could think of so many answers.
Just start spouting them out. One's got to be.
Well, but you may not know this, but our trailer's name is Lily Allen.
Yeah. No, that,
people know that because you saw it on MTV. I know. Okay.
So that's, how about this? Three of us are vegetarians, and that's pretty exciting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. One of us is a vegan.
MySpace page, yeah.
Yes.
One of us is an omnivore and the other one is a carnivore.
Oh, and one of us is a pescatarian.
Nothing but meat.
So basically we just listed about 9 band members.
I eat nothing but meat.
What is that?
That's the pirate pod.
That's edition. The smelly one.
It was supposed to be a tiger coming out, but it was more like a pirate.
Oh, it was a smelly one.
All right, are there any other things that people don't know? I really don't.
You might not know this,
but I studied opera in college.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I wish there was a video on this thing.
I'm ambidextrous.
Are you?
Wait, really?
You don't even know what that means.
I can recite the ABCs backwards and forwards.
That's not what that means.
I'm just joking. I know what it means.
I can do 50 sit-ups in an hour. I'm driving Dodge Stratus. Sorry.
That's the best Will Ferrell
skit. Okay, good. I'm glad you got it.
I dig it.
Okay, actually, yeah, that's a good one, is that we can pretty much quote word for word any Will Ferrell movie.
Yes.
We're almost through the entire series of Family Guy. We're almost there.
All right, let them carry
on. So what's your favorite TV theme song, actually? Because Family Guy makes a play on a lot of songs.
John has it as his phone ring. He goes, let me tell you about my best friend.
He's a warm-hearted person who loves you to the end. It's not really our favorite.
It's not our favorite show, but it's a good song on the, what is that from?
Robin Big.
The reason we watched it because...
Throwing props to MTV. We love you.
We love meaty. That's why we watch it.
The dog, man.
I always like Suicide is Painless from MASH.
Yes.
I don't really.
Watch out.
I hated that song because every time, like, WWF would be over, that would come on.
Serious? You're going to hate on MASH in favor of WWF?
Yeah.
Come on.
I used to have that ringtone, actually.
Which one?
Suicide is Painless.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But when the phone didn't play real songs, you know, it just played
To each his own.
So those people who you didn't know and didn't care about, that's when MASH would come on.
That doesn't make sense.
No, I love it.
When in Rome.
What does that even mean?
No, you see
what we're talking about? Really,
no, it's from when I was a medic and I had it.
Oh, so you loved it then.
You may not know about us is... No.
Well, on the topic of songs, are there any, like, embarrassing songs that make you guys all warm and fuzzy on the inside?
That aren't ours?
Oh, that aren't ours or are ours?
That aren't, yeah, yeah.
Oh. I really liked that Hey There Delilah song until it got really played out, and then I hated it. But I kind of still like it sometimes. I don't know.
What about kind of like our trailer being named Lily Allen?
Oh, yeah.
That, the thing like the sun is in the sky and something or other. You know, we always
and this
to that
and
song.
That. And this and the
yeah,
other.
I love Lily Allen and Hillary Duff.
Oh yeah,
and Avril Lavigne.
Cannot forget Hillary Duff.
So I love Kenny Chesney, but
it's not that you're supposed to be embarrassed
by.
He's not embarrassed by it.
I'm not really, but the rest of the band is. So.
I think there's a lot of songs that remind us of a lot of different moments on our tours
you
or whatever.
You are the wind beneath the bottom.
But I don't think it's a specific song that makes us think how cheesy we all are or anything like that. But there are a lot of moments where we're listening to a song on the radio, driving down the road, and we're like, oh yeah, this.
Sometimes Noah likes to listen to Euro dance music and does this. I don't know how to say that.
Like so the glow stick.
The glow stick.
Oh yeah, he's got the ball.
Yeah,
If you give me two glow sticks, put me in a rave because that's where I belong.
Turn out.
So where I belong. Oh,
wow. We've also been bumping a lot of Hot Chip lately.
Hot Chip.
And it makes us warm and fuzzy
legs.
In a different way.
Snap just off on a side your note. Hand.
Yes.
Or head.
Head. There you go.
So what artists right now do you look at and you're pretty impressed by, or any up and comings that you're just kind of, besides yourselves, because people might name you, and especially after you've been on MTV now, and a lot of more people got exposed to you and once you put out your album, but who are you kind of looking at and saying, wow, that's pretty cool?
I think generally we all love To Meet World a lot. I think the Foo Fighters are awesome because they have had a very long career and they continue to make really good songs that are radio friendly, so they're making lots of money. And I really like Circus Survive. We played on MTV with The Myriad, and I really like them. I think they're really good.
Yeah, The Myriad is actually an amazing band. So
yeah.
I would say them. There's a band called Automatic Love Letter that I like a lot. That I think, I don't know, I like what they do. Like.
We were supposed to play with Armor for Sleep tomorrow, but that show got canceled, but they're a good band.
Yeah.
There are a lot of bands that we come in contact with when we're on tour that are really good, who we all talk about, and we just really think that they're fantastic, and they're not any bands that are known, but they're out there busting their backs every day like we are, trying to get known.
Oh, and we played with Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, and I think those guys are really good.
Brian is shaking his head, but I won't tell you which track.
So you guys have an EP out, right?
Yes.
And you just said it was released in Japan, so anyone in Japan listening who understands this... You
know, konnichiwa!
Yes.
Yes.
So and, they've understood two of the same words so far.
And that means buy it, so just...
Yes!
But how did you go about writing that album, and are you doing anything differently when you're... Or that EP, and are you doing anything differently when you're writing an LP?
That EP was kind of... It was a little different than what we're doing now because a lot of the songs were kind of... Because I'm like the newest guy in the band, so a lot of the songs were kind of on their way. And it was just kind of like me adding. But now our writing process is kind of like open right now. We're just trying to figure out what our process actually is at this point. Just trying to work and find the best way to write songs.
And you know, there's a number of ways that work for writing songs, and the fun part about it is that we're actually still exploring a few new different ways, so there really isn't a set way of how the material really writes a brand new song. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah, I think in general there's no real right way to write a song. It's just, you know, different ways will produce different songs, so you got to use all of them to the best of their abilities or capabilities.
Do any of you have a particular strength? Like, is one of you more of a lyricist than the others? I know Colleen wrote
probably
a lot of
better bass player than Noah.
That may be a fact.
I think Colleen's probably the best singer in the band.
Well, Colleen,
I'm actually a closet drummer, but I just didn't tell anybody.
A closet drummer?
Yeah, I didn't want to make you jealous.
Is that kind of like a shower singer?
I don't really know.
I'm a shower singer, but I don't know if that means anything.
No. Anyway, well, I write most lyrics, and John and Roy write the songs mostly, and then everybody else gets to kind of put their input in and, like, make it a group effort, so that's kind of how we do our thing.
Do you guys ever kind of tell stories in your songs, or do you just kind of talk about situations? I mean, I've heard what you have on MySpace, basically, and so I can kind of draw my own conclusions there, but do you have any subject matter that's kind of coming up now as you're writing?
I'm trying to be more positive with things. I've always found it easier to write songs that were, like, dark, because I usually get in the mood to write things when I'm going through, like, a tough time, but I realize, like, I don't want to be pigeonholed as, like, an emo band, so I'm trying to write things that are more positive, and, you know, we're all so lucky, and we're so blessed with everything that we have, so it's kind of hard right now to not want to write a happy song that, you know, reflects the things that we've gotten this year, which is, like, really awesome for us, so, yeah, I'm just trying to write about good things and not so much complain about life or whatever.
I think we could all definitely agree with that, but we definitely try and incorporate our personal experience into the whole songwriting process. So no matter what it is that we're feeling, whether it be a drum beat that I'm feeling or a lyric that Ko is feeling.
I don't know why they're laughing. It's just funny.
I don't know either.
I was just going to ask if you could start each sentence or each time you talk with "in conclusion." Because it always, like, sums up everybody's little
So, in conclusion, I think it's definitely a positive thing that we're all trying to write from our hearts. And whether that be a positive note or a somewhat darker note that we're all feeling at that moment, I think people are going to be able to relate to that more, opposed to where if we're just writing an empty song with empty lyrics, it doesn't mean anything to anybody.
That is true.
So if you guys were all given, like, a handful of spray paint cans, what would you go out and do with them?
Wow.
No, Noah. Coach on Brian Roy.
No. I used to be in a tagging group, and we were called...
Nature!
No, well, that was the name I wrote. But we were called the Magnificent Magentas.
What?
So I'd probably just go
back
to that.
What are you even talking about?
And in fact, my I just.
So in conclusion to the Magnificent
John
Magentas.
We write THE capital M around a lot of things.
Yeah, because that's I'm kind of done with that.
No, we're over it.
But
it's
you
done.
Know when it over became it. Over is when we went to MTV. We all had our stuff, like, spray painted. The M, like the material, but the other two bands that we're playing with were Them Terribles and The Myriad, and so the material, everybody had the first four letters, and it didn't really work out so well. I think
it was
still
so crazy. They almost called off the show because it was just way too hard. Hard to distinguish bands.
I'd kind of like to make, like, a little stencil and just go around and spray paint the material stencils all over town.
I like birds.
No, we're getting to the wildlife, like, part later in the interview.
I love limp.
Who doesn't?
All right, well, what are you guys most excited for coming up?
Getting on the road.
Yeah.
Tour time.
Right now I'm finishing up my last semester of school.
Yay, hallelujah.
And I hate life.
No, you
and
don't.
I really do. And
so you know.
I am the. If you ever hear a minor chord in any of our songs, that's my contribution.
I'm mad.
Jeez Louise.
So yeah, I can't wait to graduate, because then we will all be touring at that point. That's the plan, at least.
Yes.
That's what I would be happy.
We're going to Japan.
You want to conclude that now?
Well, in conclusion, exactly what John said.
So what? How do you travel when you go on tour? Like, what kind of vehicle are you in?
We have this luxurious ride that feels like a sardine can.
It's a Chevy Silverado with our trailer attached to it. It's a 6-seater truck with 5 of us packed in there. And then we have
There's
our trailer.
A lot of closeness.
Which is good, but for whatever reason, I stopped minding. I really don't care. As long as I don't have the seat that with no headrest, then I'm good.
And I always call
but
shotgun.
Wait, so I have to fine. Say something, though. We do. We had we have a fan named Joe who bought us a van. It's unfortunately, it's not working at the moment, but it was really, really awesome. So we hope to be riding in a van soon. That would be really cool. Then we wouldn't have a truck to drive in.
So does anyone the driver, or do you guys all switch off?
Kind of just switch off. Yeah. Mostly
sometimes
it's Noah, because it's his car.
Noah's good at, like, squeezing that thing into parking spots and whatnot. The rest of us are really good at pointing it forward and clicking go.
Yeah.
I drove it once. From Sacramento? Was it from Sacramento?
Yeah.
I drove it from Sacramento. I was very proud of myself. It's been 3 long months. I think I've had enough.
He's sitting shotgun, can't fall asleep.
Yeah, it's always broken.
But it never, ever is followed. Roy.
You're one of top.
Yeah, I fall asleep like twice.
When I was driving, you always fall.
Oh, I vlog. Oh, okay, it's just Roy. It's my revenge.
Yes, I sleep.
Mouth open.
When you're driving, you put that like airplane pillow around your neck and fall asleep driving. I gotta wake you up.
But I'm good at driving asleep. It makes the drive faster.
Yes, it does.
Holy crap, we're here.
Oh, wow.
So I'm curious about what the first album was that each of you owned. Just to see, like, where we're all coming from.
No Doubt. Tragic Kingdom.
The first one I ever bought.
That dates me, like, and makes me kind of young sounding. I'm 23.
Yeah. Very, yeah.
I need to reveal it.
But, okay, my first tape was, yes. I think, Footloose. Not even joking. And I actually think my first album was Janet Jackson's, what's that called? It was really good. It was when Rhythm Nation! Love that album.
Still one of my first records was, Notorious B.I.G. It was definitely a rap album.
One of. No, you can't just pick the coolest one.
I can't specifically remember, but I'm pretty sure that was the first one.
East County.
First cassette
rap album?
I don't know.
First cassette tape that I ever owned would make John happy because it was Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Yes, I do
like Michael Jackson.
Do you remember the first?
Yeah, the first one I ever bought was Dookie by Green Day. My brother to Target, that's like the first one I bought. I had owned stuff that my dad had given me, but my brother bought Boys to Men, and I bought.
Chris Cross.
Not to be confused.
The first record I ever bought was "Open Up and Say Ah" by Poison.
Was it a record or an 8-track?
No. It was a cassette. It had that cool little like Dolby Digital thing at the beginning.
Well, I got these three quick questions that I always ask everyone, and the first one is, do you guys have any slang terms that you overuse?
Yeah, we
Noah tends to tell a story, and he'll skip the juicy parts by saying this and that.
And yada, yada, yada,
yada, yada, this, yada, and yada this and that, and basically that was the end of the story.
If anybody watches Seinfeld, they would understand why I say that.
We say hi-yo a lot. Hi-yo. Yeah, hi-yo. A lot. Brian says that's what she says all the time.
See, it's funny.
And John can't really have a whole sentence without saying like or about 20 times.
That's like, yeah.
All right, and what's everyone's drink of choice?
So many options.
Captain,
I know.
So Captain,
Captain and Coke.
And Coke.
I'm a whiskey man.
I like Ciclone.
I'm a prickly pear man myself.
I like Strawberries Wild. I don't know. Jamba Juice? I don't know. Yeah, with a protein boost or something.
I'm a coffee guy. I don't drink alcohol. Coffee's my vice.
That's a drink.
It's my vice, is coffee.
And how do you guys feel about eyeliner?
On dudes or on girls?
It looks good on Co.
Yeah.
Brian?
How do you feel about fruit?
What? I've done it before. It's very exciting.
I've done it also, but I'm not against it, but...
They won't let me do it to them, but I bet sometimes when I'm not home, they go into my makeup bag and put it on.
No, I don't even know how to do it. I need somebody to do it for me.
The next time that we're on tour, you can put eyeliner on
okay.
me.
Okay!
But while he's asleep.
Yeah, while I'm driving.
And write things.
All right, now, the last thing, since we're pirate pods and you're pirate pods now.
Yes. We're all pirate pods.
Well, yeah. You guys
well, it sounded like a tiger.
That's what we wanted. Yeah, we just wanted to...
Oh, okay. Yeah, join effort one, two. Impression.
Yeah, we just...
Yarr! Scurvy curve. Yarr!
Scurvy curve.
Yarr!
Great. All right. Thanks, you guys.